The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, businesses in the hospitality sector are still struggling to fill tens of thousands of job vacancies. What impact could this have in the long run? What needs to be done? Well, our reporter Barry White is with me. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
You've been speaking to some pub and restaurant managers in Dublin City Centre.
Yeah, I have. Firstly, there are over 40,000 job vacancies across the hospitality sector currently here in Ireland. And pubs, restaurants and hotels are really struggling to find staff at the minute. And I took a walk around Dublin City Centre yesterday afternoon, Pat, and nearly every pub and restaurant and hotel I walked by had similar signs on their windows. Staff wanted, we're hiring, experienced floor staff wanted, kitchen staff and chefs wanted, a whole range of jobs advertised. Yet many of the pub and restaurant managers I spoke to said they are barely receiving any CVs at the minute, never mind finding people to fill these vacancies. And I spoke to Anthony Fitzpatrick, the manager of O'Neill's Pub on Suffolk Street, and Darren Thompson, who is the manager of Pichet Restaurant on Trinity Street.
We found it really difficult over the last, well, since we've come back from the pandemic. If it's not kitchen staff, it's floor staff. We've had a real issue trying to find kitchen porters. It's a really important job, but nobody wants to do it. We're just, at the moment, I'd say we need two floor staff. I'm sure we're always looking for chefs, and a continual issue where KPs are concerned, kitchen porters. So yeah, we find it quite difficult.
What is the knock-on impact then when you can't find the staff for a restaurant like this?
The knock-on impact is certain, something has to give. So if that's not with us closing on Sundays, you know, so that it means that there's one day that everybody gets off. It could be, we could have had the possibility to open every day for lunch. So instead of us opening every day for lunch, we'll open from Wednesday to Saturday for lunch instead, because we don't have the staff to facilitate the demand.
You know? Why do you think some people just don't want to work in hospitality anymore? Is it because of low wages? I've heard other people say it's because social welfare payments in Ireland are too high and people don't want to go off them to work in the likes of hospitality. What do you think the reason is?
I think that's part and parcel. I'm sure that there's people out there that realise that obviously being on social welfare can be more lucrative than coming into work.
We're looking for staff since we came back from the COVID. Like, we're looking for staff and we just can't get them. Some of the staff come and they just want to work in the evenings. They're trying to give you their hours, like, instead of you giving them their hours. Like.
So nobody wants to work full-time, is that what it is?
Yeah. They just want the part-time hours.
What impact is it having on businesses?
It is, like, it's hard at weekends, especially when you haven't got staff, like when the place is full at the weekends, like, and you have, like, three or four staff on, like, it's very hard. You wouldn't be out here, like, till 3 o'clock in the morning because you have to get everything ready for the next morning, like, so.
Why do you think this has become a thing now, that just, especially hospitality, can't find people to work? Like, what do you think the reason is?
A lot of them just get too much for nothing on social welfare. When there is jobs out there, they just don't want to work. That's the bottom line of it. They just don't want to work because they're getting everything too handy on social. Social welfare went up, I think it's like to €210 for sitting home all week, do nothing. So why would they have to work? They're getting rent allowance and everything on their property, so that's why.
So similar points being made there to what Adrian Cummins, the chief executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, said on News Talk Breakfast yesterday when he said we need to start looking at unemployment benefits. But I suspect many people disagree with that.
Yeah, I was looking on Twitter and the point Adrian Cummins made yesterday was widely criticised on social media, with many people pointing out that nobody in social welfare is living a luxury lifestyle, which is true. If you're a social welfare recipient here, you receive €203 per week and will also receive rent allowance and a medical card. But once you pay your bills, food shopping and pay for fuel or public transport, you'll not have much left over. However, when you compare Job Seekers Allowance here to, for example, across the border in Northern Ireland, our social welfare recipients are better off. In the north, someone claiming Job Seekers receives the equivalent of €88 per week. Now, some will say the cost of living is less across the border, but I don't think it's that much less. And then when you look at the unemployment rate here, it's 5.5%. But in Northern Ireland, it's 2.5%. So why is that? There certainly isn't more jobs available in the north. However, maybe the hospitality sector should be looking at themselves and not at people on social welfare as to why they cannot fill job vacancies. Maybe there's too many pubs and restaurants here. Or as Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon, says, if businesses and hospitality paid more, then they wouldn't struggle to find staff.
Look, we need a nuanced conversation, not just this kind of Fox News, let's cut social welfare payments and people go back to work. They don't. What that would mean was the money that is spent on social welfare would go into the local butchers, it goes into keeping these industries afloat in most instances. We need to improve terms and conditions for workers.
Is it a case then that hospitality businesses should simply be paying their staff more?
I mean, it's very simply, yes. Look, there's a living wage described for a reason, because too often, low pay is consequencing in people not being able to access the workplace because they simply wouldn't be able to afford the bus fare to go and travel into town to go into the restaurants, also afford the childcare, the books for their kids. All of these things are stopping people going back into the workplace. It's not as simple as cutting social welfare payments. Look, at a time when we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the history of the country, people want to work. And I'm of the left, and I want to see a thriving restaurant and hospitality sector in this city. But in order to achieve that, we need to pay people appropriately. And that's not the case at the minute.
Well, that's the Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. Interesting text I got earlier. Hospitality hiring. Are you aware that most restaurants expect new hires to do up to a 20-hour training course for which they are not paid? My kid is in university and has taken a few different posts in pubs and restaurants. All three of them expected not to be paid for those 20 training hours. The kids are afraid to complain because if they do, they'd get fired for an unrelated issue in a few days. It's completely illegal and they get away with it.
Yeah, I didn't find that to be the case yesterday, but if it is the case, no wonder hospitality can't find staff, and it is illegal. Yeah, but if they're doing that, well, they're never going to find staff.
The reason there are no takers for hospitality or other low-paid jobs is a lack of housing. There are no foreign workers coming to Ireland because they quite simply cannot afford it. These jobs pay less than the rent for a one-bedroomed apartment. And that's a reality, isn't it? That they just can't afford to come here to work.
Yeah, it's a low-paid job, and we know that the rent is so high here in Dublin especially.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? Anyway, the hospitality sector here is struggling, but it's not alone.
Yeah, it's not. For example, in the UK, I was looking at figures there, the number of job vacancies in the hospitality sector there has risen by almost 100,000 since before the onset of the pandemic in early 2020. According to the Office for National Statistics in the UK, there are over 178,000 empty roles in the accommodation and food service sectors.
Hang on a second. The multiplier for Ireland, you know, the population there is what, 70 million or whatever. So we're looking at 14 times. We've got 40,000 people, vacancies. They've only 178. So the multiplier there is only 4. So the problem there is not in any way as acute as it is here.
Not as bad, but hospitality in the UK are still complaining that they can't fill roles. Again, I was looking at the United States. There are currently nearly 2 million job vacancies there in total, and 400,000 of those vacancies are in US hospitality.
Yeah, but again, but the multiplier, 10 times the population. Yeah, anyway.
And again, it goes on in Australia. There's 300,000 jobs going in hospitality. So it is happening around the globe. But as you say, Pat, when you bring in the multiplier, it seems to be a lot worse in Ireland than anywhere else. And I've been speaking to Galway restaurant owner JP McMahon, and he says that in order to attract experienced staff, Irish authorities need to process work visas quicker, because he says if pubs, restaurants and hotels don't start filling vacancies soon, then many could close.
Yeah, like, it's quite difficult looking for staff at the moment. I suppose the reasons for that, there are a scarcity of people in the industry because of COVID, and we still get certain candidates in. I suppose there's a lack of experience, I think, in certain candidates, and then other candidates have too much experience. And I think what's missing is trained chefs in the middle. But I think there are more restaurants open in Ireland now, and that is causing, I suppose, competition between places for the few chefs that are about, and that is, I suppose, causing inflation in wages as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that that inflation works out over the next 6 or 9 months.
What impact do you think this will have on restaurants and hospitality in general in the long term?
The impact is that places can't open as much, particularly when they don't have staff or you still have staff out for COVID. So say, for example, for the last 3 weeks in Tartar, we didn't open Monday or Tuesday. And I think in the long term, either places will open less and or some will close, particularly places in tourist destinations that cannot get staff at all. At the moment, we really need people who are trained. And I suppose there seems to be a lack of people who are trained as chefs in Ireland and also in the EU. So I think what the government needs to do is they need to start giving visas to different countries like Brazil, Turkey, places where we have chefs from, but we need more. And if they have a surplus of trained chefs, then that's something we need to do. But it's very, very difficult to get a visa for a chef outside the EU. Almost impossible.
Yeah, the question is, give them a visa, they come, where are they going to live? Can they afford to live? Some of the comments coming in, is this not the wonderful free market at work? The elephant in the room is that people are not going for the jobs because the jobs are not paying well enough. That's according to Leo in Limerick. If social welfare is more lucrative than working, then the issue is on the side of the restaurateurs. I'm intrigued by that figure about Northern Ireland that you gave us earlier, that the job seekers is very low there compared to here, and they have a much lower rate of unemployment. Another one says we're at full employment. Well, we're not compared to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and compared to lots of other European countries, actually, I was looking at the likes of the Czech Republic, Austria, Denmark. Other countries have lower unemployment rates than us across Europe as well. So though we're at 5.5%, there are other countries around similar to Northern Ireland, 2.5%, 3%.
More money, that's the answer. Then the left will be looking to increase social welfare. So you'd have that chasing inflation situation they're talking about. This one's suggesting we're at full employment. For the employers, it's time for them to offer better T's and C's, better wages. Too long, the hospitality and restaurant industries have relied on cheap labour and on zero-hour contracts. Time for the carrot and not the stick. Always with the no one wants to work correction. People's desire to work is inextricably linked to how much they're paid to do it. It's not personal, it's just business. A problem with getting hospitality staff to work in high amenity places like Dingle, Killarney, is where do they live? Typically employees in the area are young, students or migrants who have no access to private transport. Airbnb has killed all the long-term accommodation and these people need to be able to walk to work or get public transport but are unable to. We need to seriously curtail short-term rents. Hospitality no longer attractive. Other businesses pay far more for less efforts, so hotels need to try to do more. And there's loads of people texting and saying, used to work in hospitality, now I don't because I've got a better job. Forced to do so during the pandemic.
Yeah, look, I worked in hospitality when I was younger, when I was at university. It worked in pubs and restaurants and, you know, it's long hours, it's low pay, it's not an attractive job for many people.
Yeah, the point being, I suppose, that for students, it was always the go-to job.
Because yeah, pocket money for students.
Money for students. And then when exam time came, you just stopped doing the job.
Yeah.
And concentrated on the exams. That was what the hospitality industry depended upon. My daughter's in final year hotel management. She will never work in hospitality. Low wages, but more so the abuse and ill treatment she's witnessed in many hotels has put her off. So hospitality and tourism are complaining about all of this, but they're not the only sector struggling to fill job vacancies.
No, they're not. And while there are 40,000 job vacancies in hospitality and tourism, there are thousands of other jobs across many sectors in Ireland that are currently cannot be filled. And it's not just low paid jobs, it's across the board. And according to the latest Manpower Group Employment Outlook survey, 79% of employers are having difficulties filling vacancies. And job postings on recruitment website Indeed are currently 57% above pre-pandemic levels. and it's the health distribution, warehousing and online delivery sectors, as well as hospitality and tourism, that are particularly struggling to fill vacancies. And I've been speaking to the Chief Commercial Officer of Sigmar Recruitment, Robert Magella-Podrig, and he says it's now an employee's market.
So this is the great resignation coming to bite, and it's been here and it's been very present since last May, in fact. So we saw like a big peak in demand for talent, the highest peak we've seen in 20 years since last May, and it stayed at that level and has increased ever since. So this really is the power shift from the employer to the employee. Remote working has literally opened up a world of opportunity to all people, and people are joining companies around the world and choosing to work remotely from home.
So what impact is this having on businesses across the country here in Ireland?
Yeah, they can't get the talent and they can't keep the talent. So it's a universal challenge at all levels across all industries. And most employers can't really get the demand and the skills that they've often looked to get. And again, when they look at their talent strategies, they either attract and recruit the talent, they develop the talent, they borrow it, so they take on temporary workers or contract workers, or they automate the tasks of certain jobs. And I think most employers now need to consider building their own talent pools and developing talent and looking at alternative ways of developing those talent supply chains.
Some people seem to think that this is just impacting low-paid jobs, but it's not, is it?
Not at all, no. I think the analogy I would use to describe the relationship that we've entered into over the last 2 years with our workforce is that of a long-distance relationship. And in the case of nearly all long-distance relationships, they break down over time. And I think that's been the case with the great resignation over the last 2 years. And as employers looked to have their employees return to the workplace, most employees voted with their feet. And I think there's been a big power shift from the employer to the employee. And employees can now work for any company anywhere in the world. They can work full-time remote. They can close their laptop one day and open it up and work for a different company in a different country the following day.
And that's the Chief Commercial Officer of Sigmar Recruitment, Robert Magella-Podrig, saying it is really an employee's market at the moment. Barry, thank you very much for that report. I don't know what you think, whether or not we should make social welfare less attractive or simply get the employers to pay more. The text coming in thick and fast. If all the people texting in saying the hospitality sector needs better wages, are they happy to be paying more for their food, drink and accommodation? I think not. Inflation is everywhere. The reality with the hospitality sector is that a lot of places pay poorly, they treat the staff badly, and there is no job security. As soon as the pandemic started, staff were let go straight away, and now they expect people to flood back. Imagine a young person wants to go through all the pressure of doing a leaving cert to go wash pots and pans for less money than social welfare and take the abuse of a pressured environment to boot. That's from Declan. It always comes back to the same thing, hospitality being ripped off by insurance and landlords to the extent they can't pay their staff a decent wage. The Troika told the government this was going to be a problem in the future and they were ignored. I'm a hospitality employer. I pay €17 per hour but still can't get staff. Example, 3 by 6 hour shifts, €306. Social welfare pays €210 to stay at home and do absolutely nothing.